Hi, welcome to This Expat Life. My name is Amanda Maxime, and as a certified coach, I help high-achieving expats find more fulfillment and happiness in their global lives. Because while life abroad is often amazing, it is not only rainbows and butterflies, as all experienced expats know. In This Expat Life, I open up space for all facets of life abroad and what you can do to thrive in it. And to support you in your personal, professional, and geographic life transitions, I share tips, tell relatable stories, and connect with fellow expats. Whether you've just moved abroad or you are a seasoned expat, This Expat Life is your place to find real understanding and to grow from the inside out. Enjoy the show. Hey, welcome back to This Expat Life. And today I'm joined by a wonderful guest in my digital studio by Michelle Chung. And Michelle is a soulmate manifestation coach, and she helps women meet their soulmates, both live, in person, and offline, and skip the whole dating process. She also helps A-type alpha women find their men so that they can have the amazing, committed, and effortless relationships that they deserve. And Michelle is a certified life coach, trained in
kinesiology.
Yes, thank you. When I practiced this bio, I got it perfectly, but now I'm
That's okay.
And she's also trained in mind-body medicine, and she has 18 years of background as a product designer in fashion, homewares, and beauty. And she's also a keen property investor, interested in wealth creation and abundance. And Michelle, I know that you and I can talk about these topics for hours. We met each other in the Next Level program from our business mentor. We talk about business, about wealth, about love, relationships, travel, expat life, and so much more. And today I've invited you because I'd love to talk to you about finding your soulmate as an expat. Because from my own experience and from whatever I heard from friends and coaches, I know this can be a little bit more difficult as an expat when you're moving around. So welcome to the show, and I'm very happy that you're here.
Thank you. What a wonderful introduction. Thank you so much. I'm pleased to be here.
Yeah. So maybe can you share a little bit about your own journey and why you decided to focus on helping women? And hopefully the tips that you're going to share here are also applicable to men. But why did you decide to focus on helping women find their soulmate?
It's a really good question. I guess it's something I've done myself. And then I had to think back, how did I do this? I had to kind of like retrace and hack my own steps. And the reason why I chose women, because I just felt like there are a lot of like A-type, very strong, very independent women, especially who are traveling, remote working, and being very independent. You kind of just rely on yourself, but that actually kind of almost backfires when you're looking for a relationship. Because it kind of, a lot of women don't want to lose their freedom, don't want to, you know, lose that control or, you know, compromise their lives. So I felt like focusing on women, and I'm, you know, very aligned with women empowerment and, you know, feminizing the world, I guess, from patriarchy. It was very aligned to me. But actually, the very interesting story of how I actually got started was, after my, you know, training as a life coach, and I was looking to niche in some areas, and it was actually a guy that I had dated from Tinder. We actually became just friends, and I went to visit him in Mexico. I was there for a business event, and then we just caught up, and he said to me, I would pay you if you could coach me to find somebody. And I was like, oh, that's really interesting. So it was actually from an ex-Tinder guy that I'd met, and that gave me the idea. And didn't work out with him as a client, but that's totally okay. But I started coaching women and getting these amazing results. Women started telling me they'd met somebody within a couple of months. You know, either it was a soulmate or somebody who's very close or had these incredibly different relationships than they had in the past. So I thought, okay, this is really something I'm aligned with.
That is amazing. And I love that Tinder story. That's really cool. And you yourself have found your partner now, right?
Correct. Correct. I guess I wouldn't be doing this unless I'd proven it myself. I'm very much, you know, I wouldn't like take any advice from somebody who hadn't done anything themselves, even with property investing, even with coaching. If you haven't done your personal growth work, then, you know, why would I talk to you? So that kind of helped me define the women that I wanted to coach. But yes, definitely. I'd moved to Spain, to Barcelona in 2019. I was just, 5 years after divorce. I was dating like crazy. I was trying to find somebody, and I was really asking myself, I was married before, I was with good relationships. Why am I single? Like, what's wrong with me?
Yeah.
All those things you think about. And I thought, okay, I need to have like a sea change. And I traveled around the world as a digital nomad in 2017, and I just wanted to fall in love with a country, but it didn't happen for me that way. So I came back to Sydney, and then someone said, oh, there's digital nomad visa in Barcelona. So just I'm happy to say that I have a pretty keen intuition, and I just listened to that guiding voice, and headed to Spain in 2019. And just didn't know what I was doing there, didn't speak any Spanish, just floating around, and decided to study art because I'm also an artist. And then it wasn't until COVID that life, like for many, many people, just had to change. It's just a big wake-up call. And I met a coach online who's Australian actually, and worked with her to, start my business, find a place to live. Coaching around relationships as well. And another major thing that was a big big breakthrough for me was listening to business podcasts. And I know that sounds irrelevant, but what he was saying was that if you're not getting the results that you want, then you're resisting something.
Yeah.
So that was like a huge breakthrough for me, because I kept thinking about and trying to analyze this, and did a lot of deep work to uncover what that subconscious limiting belief was.
Yeah.
And I had a massive breakthrough. And then I also started, I started to do things that were very aligned with what I wanted, which was to meet people who were spiritual and personal growth based and entrepreneurs. So I started a book club in Barcelona. I also started learning about manifesting, and kind of all these things in combination started to, I guess, create some kind of momentum. And within a couple of months of doing my manifestation, my partner, Raf, he came to my book club and he was exactly the one that I'd imagined. The way he looked, like, he's a coach as well. He's an entrepreneur. We both love to travel. We wanted to live in different places. We wanted to have a family together. So everything was very aligned, and it was very, based on core values. Even though we were attracted to each other, it was still very much, the foundation was all there.
Yeah.
And that's what I really, highly recommend, to look at your values, look at what you want to align with your life. I mean, you're never going to be happy with someone if you want to travel, you want to see the world. Yeah. And that was me, but my ex-husband didn't.
Yeah.
And that was a major factor of our divorce. So that's a huge factor.
I understand that part. Yeah. Wow. So interesting. I'm intrigued, because you said I was resisting something. So what were you resisting?
That's a great question. I guess looking back now, and I've even looked at my journals, looking at what it was, trying to hack my process. It was, you do a particular exercise where you ask yourself why? And you get down to the layers, because what you do is, the first why is always the conscious one, the rational mind that's telling you it's because you're not good enough, or it's because you're not pretty enough, or something wrong with you. And then you get to the next why, the next why, and the next why. And you keep doing that until you lose resistance to the meaning that you've attached, right? But what I recognize, it was like more something around dad. So it was like, how they say in psychology, the mom and dad type things. So it was definitely around disappointing my dad. It just seems so irrational. But at that moment, when I just started crying, that's when you've hit something.
Yeah.
So that was a major part of my process. And that's what I'm teaching women to do.
Yeah, beautiful. So you're teaching them to uncover those subconscious, like, deep things that are ruling them more than they realize, and also the manifestation, right?
Correct.
I would love to talk about that in a moment, but let's just go back to the starting point for many of your coachees or clients, maybe you yourself, maybe something for me as well. Like you said as well, you didn't want to compromise, and you kept trying to date a lot, trying to find another person, and you're like, what's wrong with me? It happened, you know, I succeeded once before or a couple of times. Why is it not working now? So what is the frustration for so many of these women? And can you make it a bit more specific also for expat women?
Yeah, so exactly what is you want the specificity around?
Yeah, so what is like their pain point? Like, what are they trying to do? What is their frustration? Because I have my own experience. I know what I'm struggling with.
I mean,
from you.
Absolutely. I guess for myself as, you know, a nomad for a year, it was just the idea of dropping in somewhere and, you know, you go on those apps, you try to find as many people as you can, and you try to match with people and you try to, I guess, fit into their world, right? They're already established, and I've had that a couple of times, a couple of heartbreaks where, you know, I'm trying to fit into their world and they're like, well, you're going to leave soon.
Yeah.
And I get this a lot with a lot of strong women who travel.
Yeah.
It's like this idea of, and that's almost like the self-sabotage, isn't it? Like when I've had friends who just travel a lot. I have one friend who has no permanent address and she's on a flight every other week. And it's crazy. And it's almost, that is the self-sabotage, because you're never anywhere long enough to establish any kind of relationship. And even your friends, maybe you keep in touch with them on WhatsApp, but it's not like you can see them every week, or, you know, you may be there for extended periods, maybe weeks or months. But a lot of guys do want that stability, even though it may seem exciting and things like that. But for women who are traveling, it's especially hard, because the men who are there more typically want someone who's going to be staying there.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're going to see you as a butterfly. They're going to see you as moving very quickly. Why would they, you know, maybe you're there for a good time, and maybe that's how they see you, and that's maybe how they treat you. So, you know, if you want to, I guess, establish a relationship, like, for example, really great success story. One woman who came to my workshop in Barcelona, she saw an Instagram. She said, very, very cool. She's a digital nomad for sure. We actually met on one of my travels. She came to my workshop. We did the work together. And then after a couple of months, well, she always knew that she wanted to go live in Mexico. And she was very much like, I'm really aligned. I really want to go live there. She's from Wales. And within a couple of months, she sent me a text message saying, I met someone. Or I actually saw on her Instagram with all the selfies, mi amor, you know? It's like, wow. I was like, wow, I was blown away. And then I was like, we have to get on Zoom and we have to call. We have to talk about this. She basically said, because she went somewhere that was aligned, like that's one of the steps in my program as well. She went where she was called. She chose the environment where she was called to go to and decided to settle there. And then immediately within 2 weeks, the guy turned up for her.
Yeah.
And it was very natural. Cool. It wasn't like, you know, how a lot of women or people in general, they go to bars and they're scanning the room and they're anticipating and anxious that, is that one? Or should I go talk to them? Or should I give them my number? None of that happens when you are aligned with who you are and where you're meant to be in the world at that moment. And I think that's what worked for me, because I didn't know why I was going to be in Spain. And it wasn't until 1 year later that, you know, I had, you know, the wake up call, and Raf was already or there in Spain as well, but I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But following that calling, that intuition is really the key.
Yeah. Oh, this really resonates, because I really think there's such big power in choosing the right environment for you, not just for your love life, but for everything else in your life.
100%.
And it's almost like magic when that happens. So that's very nice. I also really relate to what you said about traveling women, that men often want someone who's there. That has also been my experience so far. I've been dating a couple of guys, and they very early on in the beginning, I'm always very clear. Like I'm traveling. I have international ambitions. And they said, yeah, that's cool. That's really exciting. And I support you. And then, you know, 1, 2, 3 months later, they're like, actually, I can't do this. I need someone to really build something in the place that I live in. And it's almost like, I don't know, they come to realize that. And I found that really hard. And it made me question myself also for a tiny moment, like, oh, should I pursue this? Because am I self-sabotaging? Because I'm limiting myself so much. But then I thought, no, because this is truly who I am, and I want someone who can really accept me as I am. And so that person will be supportive of my international ambitions and will hopefully also join me on it. And ever since I've accepted that, I feel like so much stronger about it and more aligned with what I truly want and what's out there for me. So, yeah, I really relate to what you said about these strong women and not finding the men. You mentioned already the environment can, like, if you choose to be somewhere that's really aligned, that has your calling, what are some of the other steps that these strong international women can take to find their soulmate?
Absolutely. So in my program, I have kind of like a three-step foundation, which is to release, rewrite, and receive. So the first step really needs to recognize what your resistance is, the subconscious, emotional, mental blocks. So that's part of the releasing. The second step is you need to rewrite what the future looks like for you. Because a lot of the time it's just pattern programming of the past that's trying to predict your future. And so that's why a lot of women self-sabotage unconsciously, because it's like, as an A-type person, if you're so used to achieving what you want, anything that you put your mind to, you know you're going to get it. But if the way forward sucks more than the past, you're not going to go towards it. You're going to block yourself. So you need to recreate what that new future looks like. Be really clear about, hey, I'm okay with me traveling. I just need somebody who's wants to travel with me. And just being really clear with that will help you just filter out the wrong men as well. If you know that someone is more homey, who's more attached to being in one location, hey, that probably won't work. You know, it may not be a long-term thing. And then the last part is receiving. So I guess particularly with A-type women, being in a masculine, being you know, very driven and very ambitious. I totally recognize that within myself as well. I've always been like that. You
Me
know,
too.
part of that is learning to receive. So one of the women I was working with was pretty much like, ah, oh, now my thing, now that I'm in a relationship, I'm now my thing is, you know, being open and vulnerable and just letting somebody into my life, because I've spent my whole life protecting myself. And if you have children, even more so. But when you are in your feminine, the power of vulnerability is actually more powerful than pushing or forcing. It allows people to come in, but it gives much more energy and much more growth as well.
Well, yeah, this is beautiful. And if you are vulnerable, you allow people to come to you. If you're pushing and trying to
Exactly.
get it, like, it's more tense and you're dragging people maybe into your world.
Exactly, 100%.
This I'm it's really nice to hear that you included this receive part in the program, because I think a lot of people, especially strong women and those of the, like, there are a lot of those listening to this podcast, find it hard to receive or ask for something, even just support from their friends or even their partner. I coach a few people, and even in their relationships, sometimes they find it hard to really receive and ask for support, especially when it comes to, like, things around the family and the kids. And I think this is key. And somewhere down the line, we forgot in this individual society that we're also here to receive help and love and anything else that is available to us. So yeah, it's
Exactly.
really nice to hear that you included that.
Thank you. I think we're just a patriarchal society that is hell-bent on giving value, giving value, giving more and more. Yes, I do believe in that. But there is a point when we're just so spent, we're pouring from an empty cup. So how can we give more when we've never allowed ourselves to receive? And receiving, it's, you know, I totally believe in being selfish. I think it's underrated, because I think you need to keep your boundaries. You need to keep something for yourself and nourish yourself, because otherwise you can't give. And when you're giving with a motivation to receive, that's not good either. We need to be giving because we're full and we want to give, and we give first, not giving back. There's a, I think, a misconception with society about like, oh, when I have enough, I'm going to give back. And that's with a motivation almost, because it's like, oh, when I get enough, then I have enough to give.
Yeah.
So there's kind of like the two sides of that coin. But I think in terms of receiving and our very masculine world, we don't know how to be in our feminine. And I think a lot of our problems, even with our health, is around that femininity, is about that vulnerability, and just being able to be okay with someone criticizing or judging, or, you know, and it's got nothing to do with our self-worth. It's more to do with them, right?
Exactly. Or what I see a lot all the time, and I was definitely guilty of that myself, is that often we perceive feedback or critiques on our doing as feedback on our being. So we receive feedback about something that we did or at work, and we take it so personally, and we think it's about us. But really, our self-worth lies in our being and not in what we do and accomplish.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really nice. So, okay. So it's about, sorry, I forgot the first step of the program.
Yeah. Is to release.
Release.
Because you cannot receive anything if you haven't removed.
Absolutely.
I like to think of it as a garden. So when you have a garden, you need to remove the weeds, you know, before you can plant seeds. And then you need to be clear about what kind of seeds you're planting, because if you plant cherry seeds and you're expecting a mango tree, it's a very different result.
Exactly.
So just getting very clear about what, you know, what kind of future you want to create. And then the last step is receiving. So once your manifestation bears fruit, receive it. Enjoy the fruits of what you've planted, those mango tree, right?
Yeah, very nice. So do you have a practical tip or several for these steps that women can start doing today, this week? So to include some of these three steps in their life?
That's a great question. I guess it's no one quick fix, but I think the main thing to recognize is if you're not getting the results that you want, i.e., not the job that you want, not the relationship you want, things aren't working for you, just recognize that you have resistance, and that comes in many forms, but it's up to you to kind of dial down and identify what that is, so that you, once that awareness can actually help you create that release, and then things normally flow very quickly from there. It's like unblocking the drain sink for a bunch of, you know, hair that's been in there. Like it's just simply that, and things start to flow quite naturally.
Okay, so recognizing the resistance, I think that's a great one when you're not getting what you want.
Correct.
Michelle, thank you so much for being on the show. It's a super interesting topic, and I'm sure you and I will talk about it more when we see each other next time.
Absolutely.
Where can people find you if they want to know more from you or maybe follow your program?
Absolutely. So you can check out all my training and my Instagram, Michelle Chung Coach. And you can look at my website as well, michellechungcoach.com. I have my free trainings there. You can also join a free webinar that I host about how to manifest your soulmate. And I'll detail exactly my process on how I manifested my soulmate and how my program works as well. But how you can do it in very little time at all, if you know what exactly to unblock. And then the process after that is straightforward. You can create your manifestation and just let it go and just trust that the universe is going to deliver what you want.
Yeah, nice. Great. Thank you so much, and have a good day.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed being here.
Great. Glad to hear. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.